Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Songs on your switchboard. And now live from coast to coast, Bob Possum Hour theme! From here on. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend. I did, and that your week ahead is full of promise. Fuck hope. Hope is dead. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation. They're the proud makers of today's headlines and things that go bump in the night. Mwah, mwah. Be afraid. Be very afraid, everyone. Mwah. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. As you can tell, I've had several cups of coffee. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the Fox and Radio Entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesdays and Thursdays, or Wednesdays and... whatever. During the week, clobbering time, check it on. Ben Grimm takes no prisoners, shows no quarter. Then Friday, it's Friday Night Awesome. Perhaps the most important podcast you'll ever listen to. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. Tell them how they can get a hold of us, Kingfish.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
If you like good food, good fun, and a whole lot of crazy crap on the walls, then come on down to Uncle Moe's Family Feed Bag.
At Moe's, we serve good old-fashioned home cooking. Deep fried to perfection.
Now that's Moe like it. So bring the whole family, mom, dad, kids, and no old people. They're not covered by our insurance. It's fun. And remember our guarantee. If I'm not smiling when your check comes, your meal's on me. Uncle Mo.
Come to Uncle Mo for family fun. Good.
Mmm, sounds good. Here's our next caller.
Yeah, this hair's tiny. I live in a matchbox in the corner of the shed.
Hey, Tiny! Did you have a nice Thanksgiving, dude?
Oh, yeah. I stuffed myself. Let me see. Huh? I had a whole crouton of stuff in. A cranberry and a giblet.
Is that all?
Well, I do live in a matchbox in the corner of the shed, all right. Had a good old time down Meemaw's and seen old Uncle Ed and Auntie Jen and the twins. Of course, Grandma Mimi didn't make it. She done recommitted herself over to sanitarium for the holidays. Heard from Carl.
No way! How's Carl doing?
Well, he's second line supervisor over in that Jim Crack Internment Factory in China.
Nice!
Yep. Them chinks love him.
Has he learned Chinese yet?
No, he can order anything on the menu, all right. Well, all right then.
Jack is coming! Hey, you tough-smelling Caillou, take a hold there! Jack is coming! Cloppy clipping through the smog and fog. All you do is sit and stop. Cloppy clop, cloppy slop, cloppy flop, bobbity bop in a nog. Jack is coming! Get up there! Get along! Take a hole there. Heave to. Get a going. Oh, come on, jackass. Get off of your jackass curling. you'll all be clipping through the breeze and moisture. You're as slow as a cripple oyster, cloppity clop, bee boppy bop, hoppity hop, cloppity clopping along. There's some sodium acetyl salicylate for a feller named Alka-Seltzer. There's some Dr. Percy Pepfield for failed pallid people. There's a brand new deck of cards for T. Texas Tyler. Get along, Jack. Jacket caravan, get up there, you underslung son of a mule. Hey, watch who you hit with that whip, will you? Jacket caravan, cloppy clipping through the rain and slop. All you do is balk and stop, cloppy clop, bring me a mop, cloppity clip, cloppy clipping along. There's some eggs that is boiled and now are sinking. There's some homemade brew for people a drinking. There's a Sears robot girdle for a gal named Myrtle. Get up off of this jacket. Get along. Get up there, boy. Pull up there, boy. Move along there, boy. Pull on it, boy. Come on, boy. Pull fast.
Look out, mister. I'm pulling just as hard as I can.
Jacket's coming. Come on, John L. Pull harder, Solly. Take a hold there, Patrillo. Heave to there, Thurman Strock. Let's go there, Mortimer.
You possum puss. Get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Professor R.J. Gumby!
Thank you!
Thank you, one and all. It's good to be here. How are you doing, Commodore?
I guess I'm okay, man. According to Facebook, I'm in the clear.
Okay, all right. Jackass.
Yeah.
Started.
You said bullshit today?
No,
you said bullshit today?
What's going on?
Look at this thing. Admiral Janeway,
right.
Worried that you're getting shot over there. I answered the thing. I'm like, hey, thanks for the good thought there, Cookie. Next thing I know, everybody's like, oh, man, I'm so glad you're okay, dude.
I heard it was
well,
sadness.
Yeah, well, I first heard about it when I got out. Yeah, I got on a thing, and there's a shooting down at OSU. I said, oh, well, that's no goo. You know. I'm thinking maybe it's like the Texas Tower cat, you know, picking off people down there. Like, too bad my stepdaughter doesn't go there anymore. So anyway, so I go out on my walk and I come back and then there's that thing from Janeway and I have to come to find there's no stabbing. There's no stabbing. There's a shooting.
Oh.
I mean, there's no shooting. There's a stabbing.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Trying to do three things at once here and talk. Okay. Thank goodness
you
Ford's
checked
here.
Out, didn't you? You checked for bullet holes when you first heard it, though, right? You checked your body.
I was the whole thing. The thing is, the whole thing probably took place in a matter of 15 minutes. Okay?
Uh-huh.
By the time I was out on my walk, that guy was already pushing up daisies, okay?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What's the... Did they have to put out an alert to all my Facebook friends that I was in mortal danger? You know?
I got one of those. I got one of those one time that said that there's been an earthquake in, I don't know, Al Salvador or something. Alert your friends that you're okay. I'm like, what?
Well, I mean... If you're in El Salvador and there's an earthquake, that might be a good idea. But I'm goddamn 20 minutes away from the OSU campus. Even if there's a stray bullet, it ain't hitting me, you know.
Yep, that's right.
That's right. I'm not. What the hell, man? I don't care. I'll take care
Chet,
of business myself.
Was it Chet?
No, Chet surprisingly showed up intact. Yeah. Anyway, I just, you know, I think that thing was so stupid on Facebook, man.
Yeah.
That was just dumb. That was dumb. Maybe in a 5 mile radius. Not even a 5 mile radius are you going to get. Dumb.
Yeah.
Stupid. We're overcompensating. We're panicking. Quit panicking for the love of God.
Yep. You got that right.
I mean, that's why I get rid of my cable TV. Do I have to get the fuck off Facebook, too, to live a fucking normal life without panic and fear and bullshit?
Actually, people were just concerned. They're just concerned about Ted. Ted's all right, right?
Ted's great, man.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I should get his anal glands milked every so often because he's like a new dog.
No shit. See that? Good.
Oh, yeah. He's great. He's fit as a fish. Well, he's still got the arthritis and the 20 pounds extra weight, but other than that,
you want to get your anal glands drained now, don't you? Cause
well,
you see
if I meet the right, if I meet the right girl, you know, keep a good thought.
You're damn right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I heard we're blowing.
That's why I got that
really
doctor.
Good.
That's why I got the female doctor, dude. Small hands, baby. You know. Oh, I got a new TV station. Not to prolong the boring agony of our conversation. It's called Heroes and Icons, H&I, and they show they got a bunch of Star Trek on there. So Cake and GT would be into that.
I got
Xena the Warrior, Hercules. Seemed like all newer stuff, so I don't know how much, you know. But they got all the Star Treks, every incarnation of the damn thing, run back to back.
Does it just pop on, or do you do another search?
I didn't do a search. It just popped on this time.
Okay, all right. I ain't getting jet shit.
It was like yesterday, day before. It was like, boom, new channel. Dig it, Pap. Okay, so anyway, I was looking for shit to blow up, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking for ideas, you know. You gotta look that. You know, it's just not something you could just go, oh, you know. Because at this point, we've been doing this for so long, right?
Uh-huh.
You just gotta, think outside the box sometimes.
Yeah.
So I went back to the list of celebrities who endorsed Donald Trump. Hey, I'm not a sore loser. I'm not a sore head about it. I don't want to see any more political shit ever again on anything. I don't think I have anything funny to talk about political shit.
Give it up. Give it up.
Yeah, it's bukkake, man.
Yep.
It is anal glands. Our country needs our anal gland milk. Maybe the whole world's anal gland needs milk. I don't know. But this guy definitely needs his anal gland milk. And you know who I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. And y'all tuned in for it. It's Trump supporter Wayne Newton. Yes, how in the world have we gone on so long? How have we gone on so long? So many episodes of this show. How many songs have I blown up over the years?
I didn't know that cat.
Nobody thought to say, hey. Yeah, he could blow up that Wayne Newton guy. He's kind of a tool.
Hey, wait a minute. Is he still singing in Vegas? You got to make sure Ted's not around when we blow up.
Oh, yeah, he's on.
He
shows tonight. Hopefully Kay's over at Circus Soleil, man. You're going to love this one, Gumby.
Hi.
All right.
I'm Lloyd Bridges. But some of you probably know me better as Mike Nelson, the skin diver in the television series Sea Hunter.
Dark as shame.
No!
Darling, dark as shame.
Hello! Help!
Thank you for joy and pain.
Ah! Hey, Mo!
Picture show. gold Dutch treat.
Ow!
You were sweet.
Ow!
Dark as shade.
Pull the string.
Save those lies. Don't explain.
Get down, Willow.
If you have any type of heart trouble, lung trouble, sinusitis, bronchial difficulty, or ear trouble, you cannot be a skin diver.
I'm the butcher boy, and I woke up one morning, didn't have a cent, made broke and hungry, couldn't pay my rent, couldn't win a quarter when I tried shooting dice. I went right down and made a deal with the butcher's big fat wife. Well, I'm the butcher boy. I'm a lucky dog. Doing the pork chop boogie. I'll never own a hog. She got fine T-bone. Oh, what a lovely roast. A ham, all delicious. And chops I love to boast. Well, I'm the butcher boy. I'm a lucky dog, doing the pork chop boogie. I'll never own a hog. The butcher come in and called his wife, giving his chops away. Well, he swung with the cleaver. He grabbed the butcher knife, got out of that chop in one big hop, and ran for my life. Well, I'm the butcher boy. I'm a lucky dog, doing the pork chop boogie. Never on a hog. When I got up from the table, through the wall I made a door. Grabbed my hat, ain't been back to get those chops some more. Well, I'm the butcher boy. I'm a lucky dog. Doing the pork chop boogie. I'll never own a hog. Well, doing the pork chop boogie. I'll never own a hog. Doing the pork chop boogie. I'll
never
own a hog.
Good job, baby.
Yeah. Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Let me see if I have. Oh, here we go. I'll put on a little Lawrence Welk.
All
Welcome
right.
in the Possum Lounge.
Lawrence Welk, man, he fucking rocks.
Can't you tell? There they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge. Dr. Cake. She wants
Dr.
to blow
Cake.
Up. She wants to blow up Lawrence Welk. But it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. We could live without Lawrence Welk. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. There.
That's right.
Ford Prefect is here. Yeah, sorry, Cake. You're number one, baby. Ford Prefect is here.
Ford
He's
Prefect.
A big Sea Hunt fan. We probably should explain. We're not It's not necessarily making fun of Sea Hunt or Lloyd Bridges. It's just that dopey thing. Come be found.
Very serious tone.
Yeah, they're so serious about the scuba diving and...
It's the whole album teaching you how to scuba dive. His voice.
When it's
I,
full
I,
of...
I posted the whole thing of Grenache one time. And that's
Did anybody like it
from.
At all?
Not
no
at
likes
all.
At all.
It's like 45 minutes of him talking. mouth. He was getting the bed.
It could be fatal. Gotta love him, man. He's such a hard guy.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
tough as nails, this guy. He,
that he is.
Walks around with that pop collar, man, when he's not in his scuba gear.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's ready to... Okay, here's some more Lawrence Welk.
He sucks in his gut whenever the shirt comes off. Like,
you don't have
Bob
to,
Mitchell.
Brother. He's got freaking abs of steel, Lloyd Bridges. He's amazing. I bet. Hey, the guy walks around in his fucking panties on TV. He don't care. He's a badass motherfucker, man. I'm afraid,
too.
You know, I'm like all embarrassed when a picture of me fat gets on Facebook. You know, he's like, hey, I'm buck naked. Who gives a shit? I'm a hero, man.
All right.
Yeah, this was Lawrence in the. This was Lawrence's psychedelic phase in the late to mid '60s. Yeah. There's getting for
that?
USA, our old pal. Thanks for coming, pal.
Yeah.
Teddy's getting upset, man. He wants his, you know, whatty for the share. I don't want to move around, man, because last week I was moving around. I'll move around, though, because I don't want him to cry. But I'm moving around, and man, my voice was sounding like I was underwater. So if that happens, listeners, alert me to that.
Huh?
Because then you'll think you're watching Sea Hunt. This is not an episode of Sea Hunt. I'm not going to prance around naked and pop my collar. I might pop my collar. I don't know.
Got the bed.
Still on the fence about the collar. All right. Did I break up at all? I hope not. I cleaned my connect-a-gazoink before the show. My connect-a-gazoink. All right. It's G.T. Trenton, the strongest man on the internet. He's a wall. He's like a wall.
He is a wall.
You know. He's
a wall.
Yeah. Building a wall, just send Trent down the Mexican border. He'll keep them motherfuckers
That's
out.
It. That's right. Trent's on it.
Put him on the payroll, Dad.
That's right.
All right.
Did you just drink before saying hi, Bob?
No, I'm not even up to hi, Bob, yet.
I don't
know. I was reading Ford here. He says Lawrence Welk and Lloyd Bridges had something in common, bubbles. It's true. The Welks were
it,
champagne.
There you go.
Well, Bridges were. I used to, man, when I went swimming pool, I loved playing Sea Hunt. All right, there's Apple Cheeks Alice. Cake is no longer in danger.
Oh,
Alice! I'm going to write your name. I have to write your name. Be a proper host.
You got to throw a heart.
Alice! Welcome to the show. Guest 2842 is having a good time, I see.
Okay. Ooh, ooh. Party on.
Yeah, sign in for more fun and prizes.
It's
and there's Maggie C!
Maggie C!
Yep, you got that right, Jacques.
Does Ted get excited when he hears the name Maggie C?
Well, if he wasn't chewing on that big treat, he might. I don't know. It was funny. My son called this morning because both my sons were over yesterday. I asked my one son to come over today to help me out with something real quick. You know, needed a second hand.
Uh-huh.
He says, yeah, sure. He calls me up this morning. The dog knows I'm talking to him because that's like his second favorite person in the world other than me is my oldest son.
Yeah.
And I'm on the phone and I'm hanging up and he's standing behind me and he starts barking at me. He's going, he's coming over, man. He's coming over, man. He's coming. I'm like, dude, I was just on the phone with him. You simmer down.
Ted knows.
A fucking nut. There's our old pal, Ope. That's cool, man. That's like old home week, see the Opester.
Uh-huh.
Ope. Other people's eyes.
Time out for building his army.
For what?
For building his army.
Oh, for building his army, yes. His army that's going to take over the Midwest.
That's right. baby maker.
Oh, yeah. Great dad, man. I'm looking at them kids, and they look like such little kids, man. You know? Good to see you, boy. Keep up the good work.
You look like Hope.
There he is. Oh, crap. All I got is water. Oh, well. Porcupine Bob.
Porcupine Bob.
He'll make up for it. Don't worry.
Dad Rabbit.
Hi, Bob. Hell, I can chug this shit. It's actually my second favorite drink. Water.
Yeah.
Okay, right up there. All right. Professor R.J. Gumby's here, of course, at my side.
Thank you. Well.
Yes. Spock to my Kirk.
My possible one. My
Norton
possible
to my Cramden. Stumpy to my Stumpy.
Dagnabbit.
And there's Derek.
Hey.
From the illustrious, infamous Derek and Kay Show.
Derek.
Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Here on Blog Talk Radio. I wonder if he has so much, as much problems with his bullshit as I do. Man.
Oosh.
Sheesh.
PCR adjunct.
We got somebody on the line there, too. That looks like it'd be Mini Nifty.
So. Mini Nifty!
He wants to claim ownership to the show, yeah. So, we'll say it once and for all. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Shoot. I wanted to do, I'll do this.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Okay. Oh, this is the one I wanted.
Hey, you! How do you like them apples?
That's it.
All right. We'll let the trivial king of trivia. Mini Nifty, is this you, dude?
Yeah.
Mini Nifty.
Hello, Mini Nifty. Lulu.
What's going on, Nifty?
Yeah, well, a nice crowd out there tonight, I must say.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to the opening, man. That was not the supposed to be the opening. By any means, way, shape, or form.
It's good you had something to throw in.
Somebody's obviously sabotaging this show. There can be no other explanation.
Yeah,
maybe there's. Maybe the host fucked up. You know, it could be. I might have the answer right here in our next quickie.
Oh.
Hit it!
She's not a new girl in town, and you knew she'd been around. You met her on the rainy day, and she made the clouds go away. Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane. She brought you a thrill that's new, but they
What'd you think of that, Nick? We lose Nick?
I don't know, man.
Man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whipping man with the
bone. Looks like Minnie Nifty to me. All right. I made a vow. I'm going
okay.
out, and I'm going to make a specific trip to the store, wherever they sell these things. I need to buy a GD potato masher. Now, I used to have, like, three potato mashers, right?
Yeah, yeah. You were always talking about that. What are you
now,
used to? What happened?
Well, I moved a couple times, and I had gone through a couple of breakups.
Oh, okay. All right.
And now I remember, I was going nuts yesterday. Where's my damn potato? Then I realized I went through this whole same scenario last year.
Uh-huh.
Trying to fucking find my I don't have a potato masher. I think my second wife stole all three of them. That's the kind of,
check,
that's the kind of vindictive
Chet,
person.
Chet.
Well, Chet might have one. I never thought of that. Right next to my medicine cabinet.
The ex took your potato masher. That's your
oh, yeah, in the kitchen cabinets. No, the potato masher wasn't here before when Chet had access,
okay.
at least as far as
oh,
I know.
Okay. okay. So the ex took
Dollar store. There you go, GT. If I can get a potato masher for under $2, I'll be real happy. And next Thanksgiving, I won't have to make such a scene.
Hey, how'd it go? Good time?
Oh, yeah, it's fucking great. Got the two sons and the one significant other.
Got
sat
it.
Around, ate. Oh, she brought some oyster stuffing. Oyster, well, I guess you would call it oyster dressing. Not too shabby.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Bottle of wine?
They brought some champagne. I had Chianti.
Okay.
And I forgot to open it. So I got some Chianti if anybody's interested. Any ladies interested coming over, you know, we can talk. Hey.
Just like what the Pilgrims had with the Indians, right?
Yeah.
Chianti.
I think there might be some fava beans in the freezer. I'm not sure. I'd have to
oh,
check.
Shit.
Yeah, it goes good with the Chianti. Nah, anyway, that was... Oh, man, today, though, turkey sandwiches. Get the fuck
right,
out. OMG, OMG, OMG. That's the best part. Fuck all the other shit.
Okay.
I want...
Was that all right?
Yeah, it was. I want some turkey sandwich, man. I don't know what else we got here, man. New channel. Oh, geez, I'm out of material. That's it. Well, good night, ladies and gentlemen.
We're closing in on Derek's favorite part, right? Let's find out what's up with Minnie Nifty, though. Anything going on there?
Yeah, Minnie, what's up, dude?
Hi.
What do you feel about mashed potatoes? What's your intake?
I think he's on his moon phone.
Oh, moon phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Come in Tokyo. One small step for Minnie Nifty. One giant leap for...
It's moon phone.
Obama phone.
There you go.
Hey, I got an Obama phone, baby. They're great.
Or as you said, maybe it's a Reagan phone.
It is a Reagan phone. It's not, no such thing as Obama phone. You've got that right, Jack. So put your preconceptions in your pocket. Tie them up with a bow. Put them in the oven for Daddy and me.
Is it
too close
pocket.
For the 3 minutes? I'm so anxious for this one.
Yeah,
it's a beauty.
It.
I hope it's here, man, because, my gosh, if... Well, no, there's... Yeah, there's a ton of 3 minutes on tap. I mean, I got...
Good.
Now, I don't have a spare yodel tonight, so... Say a prayer when I go for the yodel.
You all right, buddy? What's going on?
I'm killing over here.
I'm sorry. I was doing a little sound effects trick.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Sounds good to me. Wait. You think that's a sound effects trick? You ain't heard nothing yet. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time once again for 3 minutes. We'll be back, and tonight is a very special 3 minutes.
Hi there.
Yep. You know them. You love them. You can't live without them. Possum favorite.
Oh.
Ivor Biggin. You remember Ivor, don't you, Gum?
Oh, yeah. I love this guy. English guy.
This guy is great. Great band, great musician, and I believe he has lost his mind. You know what I'm talking about.
Pickle your knees and cheese.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it all started. And, tonight... What is tonight? The name of tonight's selection is... Oh, God. I can be the hot dog, and you can be the bun. 3 minutes!
I'm 37. I'm still living with me mum. I've no pals now my guinea pig's dead. And my dad needs my room to grow mushrooms, so I suppose that it's time I was wed. Now you don't sweat much for a fat lass, and I hear you've a rich mum and dad. And in the dark, with the light right behind you, you really don't look quite that bad. And that's why I wrote you this meaningful melody. Okay, lads, three chords in the key of A. Let's put some spunk into it. I can be the hot dog and you can be the bun. I can be the ramrod and you can be the gun. I can be the cistern if you will pull my chain. I can be the dino rod if you will be the drain. I'll even be the daddy and you can be the mum. I can be the suppository and you can be the bum. But I can't understand.
No, you can't understand.
No, I can't understand. Why women don't like me. What is life? Little mysteries. Now I can't understand.
No, they can't understand.
Now I can't understand why women don't like me.
Oh, cruel fate.
I can be the Christmas fairy, you can be the tinsel. I can be the athlete's foot and you can be the plimsoll. I can be the landlord's thumb and you can be the drink. I can be the plunger and you can be the sink. I will be the dentist if you will open wide. I can be the vet's rubber glove and you can be the cow's backside. But I can't understand.
No, you can't understand.
Now I can't understand why women don't like me.
Dear Anna Raven, what am I doing wrong?
Now I can't understand.
No, you can't understand.
Now I can't understand why women don't like me.
I've got the grill cream about.
You can be the sandwich, I can be the lemon curd. You can be the WC and I can be the turd. I can be the rupture and you can be the truss. You can be the pimple and I can be the puss. You can be the vomit bag and I can be the stick. You can be the Y front and I can be the... What's this word? I can't understand.
No, you can't understand.
No, I can't understand why women don't like me. And a motorbike inside. No, I can't understand.
No, he can't understand.
No, I can't understand why women don't like me. I can be the finger and you can be the pie. I can be the porker and you can be the sty. I can be the writing if you will be the wall. I can do the breaststroke if you will do the crawl. You can be the racing car and I can be James Hunt. I can be the sailor and you can be the... What's this word?
It's the biggest, the word is hunter.
Are you sure? I can be the stone and you can be the kidney. You can be the choir boy and I can be my rather strange Uncle Sydney. But if your heart should chance resist, my subtlety and charms, and my suave sophistication fails to bring you to my arms. You'd be the wild and lovely girl I'd lost before she'd grown, and you will be a memory, and I will be probably going down the pub. There's a darts match on at the Swan in Fulham Broadway, or I might go to the pictures and see Clint Eastwood, or Danish dentist on the job, or I might go and stare at the nurses playing tennis, or I might go and get some Algerian Scotch whiskey from the off-license and get commode hugging drunk, or I might go and stick me dong through somebody's letterbox.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Was actually a very good effort for Ivor.
If you would be the WC, I would be the turd. Wow, baby, that's love.
That I don't exactly get, but okay.
Oh, WC stands for water closet, which is the polite European way to say bathroom. Restroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I kind of that's kind of British. But yeah.
I knew it was the watcher, but I never knew the C stood for the cabin there. Yeah, I've always heard that, but they know what it stood for. What the C stood for?
Oh yeah,
I
water
like
closet.
I like the I be the finger, you be the pie.
You know, they're all golden memories now. 2.8 from Derek. Jeez,
hey.
Weak. Jeez. No decoder badge for you.
You should hear her tickle your knees and cheese. Now, I mean, this guy
tickle
came
your
a
knees
long
and cheese.
He was
I don't have any.
Classic.
I have any Ivor and the quickies, man. We need.
Because that was a quickie.
Pickle your knees in honey, pickle your knees in peas. But if you want the sweetest knees in the business, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Pickle your knees in cheese, pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese.
Oh yeah. Well, you get the idea.
That's a fucking classic.
Oh yeah. Ivor Biggin. One of the Giants.
I thought his name was Cutler.
Ivan Cutler. Ivan Biggin? Yeah. Cutler. I don't know. Whatever.
It's not Ivor.
I have Ivor.
It's
Ivor Biggin on this one.
I was going to say that Ivor Biggin. It all reminds me of Ivor Biggin.
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Did you know that there's a slightly newer, well, it's 20 years old now, but compared to his other stuff, there's an Ivor Biggin song that goes, D-E-M-E-N-T-O, Dr. Demento.
Did not know
that. It's called Let's All Get Demented. It's called Let's All Get Demented. It's an Ivor Biggin song about Dr. Demented.
Oh, I've heard that one. Yeah, I've heard that one. Okay. Well, before this news gets too cold,
Got one from the police blotter. Orange, Connecticut. Two McDonald's employees called the police. They walked out in the parking lot. Probably have a smoke or something.
Uh-huh.
Drop off a drive-thru order. And there was a couple in a parked car engaged, quotes, sexual activity. Engaged in sexual activity. Now, the thing was, I got there and the woman was half-dressed, you know, and he was in a compromising position, and there was a six-year-old alert and awake in the back seat.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hacky.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They said they were cuddling after eating McDonald's. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, well, that's an aphrodisiac, McDonald's.
You gotta see these people. You wanna see their mugs? The mug shots? The mug shots are beautiful.
Yes, please. Where was this? Where was this?
Connecticut. Connecticut.
Okay. Connecticut.
I didn't think they had that ugly of people in Connecticut, but.
Nah, here to that.
Yeah, homely. I'm sorry, not ugly. Homely. These folks is homely. All right. Another headline I skipped Friday, and I'm glad I did. Fake news.
Fake.
I gotta get that soundbite, man, from Fortune Cookie. Huh?
Yeah.
Remember that Sig Ruman? Fake.
Oh.
Yeah, they're testing. They're testing to see if Jack Lemmon's faking his injury. And he says, back in the old country, when we'd have someone like you, we would throw them in a pit of snakes. And if they crawl out.
Okay.
We found a dishonest man. And he goes, what if he doesn't crawl away? Then we found an honest man, yeah. Something like that. I wasn't prepared for that one. Okay. They said there was on this Boston CNN station that they ran a pornographic movie for like 30 minutes last week, I guess on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Somebody posted that lie on the internet, and just took off. A Twitter user. So, you know.
Multi-live. Don't look at that.
Who did you say it was? I'm not sure if they know exactly where the single tweet that set off the craze came from. User at Solakirsrose or something, 10:30 p.m. and it just took off, man. So there you go.
Well, people eat that shit up.
One more every day. Okay, Biggin and Cutler, two different guys. Gumby says, all right,
yeah.
Cool. I was thinking of Cutler,
I didn't know,
but it,
I didn't know. I didn't know there was two.
Yeah, what? I
should have
known the music was. Yeah, the music was too. Yeah. Music was too melodic for Cutler.
We got to make up some kind of lie, have it take well. A possible lie.
So, we say lies all the time, we just don't know it.
That's true. No, it's just somebody listens to us.
All right, now here's something that's weird. I guess I know what the really weird thing. This is an interesting story, and it's kind of sad, but nothing bad. I mean, nothing bad really happened, but it did. I mean, it was one of those things. Well, we lost Minnie, but we got another caller there.
Oh,
we'll grab him in a minute.
Okay,
Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia. These two black guys walk into a CVS. That's like a drugstore, convenience store type thing. Folks, you know.
Pharmaceutical.
CVS pharmacy. Well, the guy had a bad tooth, was looking for Orajel, right? They're looking around, there's one other guy there, you know. And it's funny, he's like, where'd everybody go? There's nobody in the store. Except the two guys and this other guy, right?
Uh-huh.
And I look around, they said for 30, 45 minutes, and they couldn't find anybody. All of a sudden, the emergency door opens up, the alarm goes off, and this cop comes in. What's all this then? And they're like, we don't know, man. There's nobody here. So he helped them look, find the employees. They were all hunkered down in the back room, shaking. They were scared as hell. I don't know if they'd never seen black people before or what the problem was, but they had no idea.
Nothing happened prior to the two guys coming in? I mean, it was just two guys coming in. They panicked?
They panicked.
Oh,
holy
God,
shit.
Black people.
Holy shit. Black people. And for the safe room. I don't know. The CVS spokesman apologized and said he wouldn't explain, and he said that the employees will be interviewed and possibly retrained. So.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's sad, though, man. If that's why they were in it, because they were black guys, two black guys. And if you see the guys, they look like, you know, they don't look like thugs or anything. A guy has a, you know.
They didn't have hoodies on?
Nah, like a couple of dudes. You know, a couple of fucking dudes just walking around looking for some Ora gel. You got a bad tooth. He wants his Ora gel, man. All the cops. Oh, okay. No, here's what set it off. I'm sorry. I missed this part. The reason why they headed for the safe room is because the two black guys asked if they had sliced cheese. Now that clears it all up.
Oh, Christ. Oh, it's that fucking cheese. I'm like riding for the hills.
Hell in a handbasket, baby. Alright. On that note.
Oh, Christ.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show. Thank you.
Butcher never hurt anybody.
Nope,
right,
I'm a little class to possum. That's all.
Yes!
That's right, Ed.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
It's much like, you know, in our moments past when we've shared cultural moments such as...
You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack.
Hi-yo!
Jesus right, loves that, that
Jesus.
Jam.
It's Jesus' jam. I forgot about that one. We're all going to hell, man. One way or the other.
I think we were the only podcast to have Jesus on the air, right?
Yes.
I think,
yes.
To the best of my knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then, not to mention, before he passed away, we had J.D. Salinger twice.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no, the second time he was dead.
Yeah.
But the first time he was still alive.
That's right.
He wrote a book.
Second time is when he was rooming with Don Knox in heaven.
Yeah, up in heaven.
Here's your odd couple.
Star. Woo! It has some imagination, don't he?
We got a little derailed around that time, I think.
Well, that was when we were right on the edge of the cliff on the first run of the show. You know, let's just throw everything at them. This might be it, kids. Over the wall.
It's time to grenache that one. Gotta find it.
That's the dopiest fucking thing. But they're easy to find on the original page because there's only like 30, I don't know how many shows, but not too many.
Yeah.
We were only on for less than a year.
Yeah, for the first one.
Yeah. It didn't pick up steam till that one where we blew up Don Feldman.
That was when it really started to click.
Blow
up. Yeah. I think it's your promos that got it going.
I don't know about that. I don't think anybody cares anymore, man.
Hey, who was on the phone? Did we have anyone on the phone? After
it looked like GTO was there, but he's...
Okay.
He's gone.
He's very bashful, GTO.
He's a bashful guy.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. We have a commercial. We could.
A commercial? Lead us into something. Close your eyes.
This one.
Attention. Catheter patients on Medicare. I'm a professional cowboy, and I use catheters. Been cowboying for 25 years. I've broken 14 bones, had 2 concussions, and a punctured lung. I know pain, and I don't want any more of it, especially when I cath. Now, I use these new nearly painless catheters from Grenache. They hurt less. Compared to the old ones, these ain't nothing. Here's how it works. You call and you get a free catheter sample. I was just like you, wondering if I should call. Boy, I'm glad I did. Give yourself a break from pain and try these new catheters. You won't know unless you try them. Give them a call now. You have nothing to worry about. They bill Medicare and your insurance company. You pay nothing up front. You get your free, nearly painless catheter sample sent right to your home.
Call 1-800-4-RESUSCIANIVESCIERISNIVESCIVALT. That's 1-800-FLUSH. Call now.
What was I smoking that day? Wow. Some of the good shit.
How do you like Grenache's cover pick?
I'm on a horse.
I can't stop laughing at it.
I'm on a horse.
A nice picture, silhouette guy on a horse, sunset in the background. I'm on a horse. I love it because it's so fucking stupid.
Well, that video is just...
Oh, that video is
dumb.
Great.
And we mean dumb in the best sense of the word.
I was originally looking for a picture of somebody on a hobby horse, you know, a funny picture. But then when I see this serious one, I thought, no, this is better. I'm on a horse.
I'm on a horse. Take that. All right. I left one story out of the news because you laughed so hard at the two black guys asking for the cut cheese.
I love it.
All I asked for was sliced cheese.
They want sliced cheese.
No individual singles for you, pal. I'm calling the cops.
Holy shit. It might be some kind of code.
I watched his dog, and he's a Jewish guy, and he's telling me his dog's treat was giving him these slices of cheese, you know, every once in a while.
Okay.
Part of a slice of cheese, you know, but he didn't say give him a slice of cheese. He said, give him one of the individual slices. He didn't call it cheese, which I didn't realize until a couple years later. He was absolutely right. There's nothing cheesy about that stuff. It's some sort of vegetable oil product. The individual slices.
Give him a slice.
I don't eat that shit anymore. You ever go in a Tumbler? Really?
Tumblr. Yeah. Well, he tells me I got to eat more dairy because I'm not getting enough vitamin D.
Jiminy Christmas. That's one of the things I can eat is dairy, man. I'm blah.
Yeah, I
get plenty
milk,
of D because I'm outside every day. I go outside every day.
I hate the fucking sun.
Yeah, I'm a sun worshiper, man. At least for an hour a day, I like to be outside in the sun.
I've been eating ice cream.
There you go.
Just
make sure it's real ice
cream
and not, because there's some ice cream out there that ain't ice cream. It's fucking, you know, pre-processed bullshit.
I do the Ben and Jerry. Is that good stuff or what?
I'm sure they're cool, man. They voted for Bernie. Yeah, they're okay. they're one of the good ones. Oh yeah.
Well,
Tumbler. Tumbler, you on this thing, Tumbler?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I guess people hook up on there, and whatever, you know, kind of a social media, what have you. We're all on the Facebook.
Yeah.
For now, getting sick of that motherfucker.
Oh.
I mean, I might cut it down like 2 days a week, Mondays and Fridays, to promote the show and then keep it off
for it.
You know?
Give yourself a break.
Anyway, so on his Tumblr, they saw that somebody saw this one and shared it. Crummy eyelids. Posted a picture of, she's her hand and she's holding a jar, medical looking jar. Little, you know, like a pills of bin or whatnot, or a urine sample, perhaps, with a lid.
Yeah.
Well, inside this thing is a fucking toe.
Okay.
Two shots
of
this thing. Anyway, they went back and forth in their little social media communication thing. And the one lady, Royally Oily, she'd lost her toe years ago. In some sort of thing, she got some kind of bacterial infection, and they had to cut the toe off. You know.
I thought it was a cheese slicer.
No, removed it. Surgically removed her fourth toe, and they put it in the juice. You know, the goo, whatever, the salt brine or whatever. Put them things in to preserve them. The expiration date had run out on this fucking shit, so she said. She sent the toe to Crummy Eyelids, and she's gonna fix it up for him, man. It's gonna be real exciting and shit. I think my browser just quit on me again. Oh, okay.
She's gonna be reunited with her toe.
Oh yeah, she says she's going to put it in new goo, new stuff.
and she's electroforming the lid shut and adding crystals to make it extra sparkly.
Okay, all right.
And the gal wants the toe, but she's going to mail it back, you know, probably for a little service charge. She wants to be buried with the toe is the thing. So she wants the toe preserved so it'll be ready when she croaks so they could be buried together and live throughout eternity as woman and toe.
All right. Okay. She likes your toe. I can see that.
Yeah.
Pickle your toe with cheese.
Pickle your toe.
What are you going to do?
And slice it. In individual slices.
I love that story.
All right, not responding.
I love that slice cheese story.
Jeez.
Well, we're getting ready for.
Look at the yodel, hopefully, gang. My browser is laughing at me right now.
Gotta have a yodel.
Dude, we have to have a yodel.
That Mexican yodel's kaput, right? That's out the window. That's no more. You
gave
up
on that.
Yeah, it's all garage people.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Gave up on it.
We're back for a second. Back.
That's good.
Hurry up.
Take yelling for it. So I hope it's working.
I know! Went too far. Almost there. We're almost there. Okay. I'm not even going to fuck around, man.
All that crap.
Do it. Jimmy Rogers!
For years and years I rambled, drank my wines and gambled, but one day I thought I'd settle down. I met a perfect lady. She said she'd be my baby. We built a cottage in the old hometown. Yodely, yodely, yodely. But somehow I can't forget my good old rambling days. Railroad trains are calling me always. I may be rough, I may be wild, I may be tough and counted vile, but I can't give up my good old rough and rowdy ways. Sometimes I meet a bounder who knew me when I was around her. He grabs my hand and says, boy, have a drink. We go down to the pool room, get in the gang, and then soon the daylight comes before I've had a wink. Doodly-o-dly-o-dly. But somehow I can't forget my good old rambling days. The railroad trains are calling me always. I may be rough, I may be wild, I may be tough and counted vile, but I can't give up my good old rough and rowdy ways. Doodly, oldly. The oldly, oldly, the oldly, oldly.
Yahoo! Ricola. Indeed.
Yes. Jimmy Rogers.
Good stuff.
That
wow.
Like
that's one of your yodeling classics. Yeah. Could be King of the Yodel, the Western Yodel, at least.
We should do another yodel contest, man. We only had Brad.
Yodely, yodely, yodely.
That was good.
I'm getting pretty good at it if I, you know.
Yeah.
If I tried. I don't want to show you up there, Gummy.
Tickle your balls with a pheasant feather.
And ladies will be taking applications after the show in the lobby.
Yes, indeed.
Ah, man, what a week, what a week, what a week, what a week. I don't know if we're going to do a show Friday.
Okay.
And I believe the next Friday is also in question.
Okay, just as long as Mondays are still going. We might miss one, though.
Yeah, there's a Monday that's iffy, and it's only because I got an early, early, early call the next Tuesday, day after.
Okay.
So maybe we'll go a little early that night. No, we can go early.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, go on at 9 or something.
I'm sure people will like that.
Or prime time special at 8 o'clock?
That's
what do you think of that, huh?
That's right.
Huh?
Can we
That'd
fucking
be better.
Curse?
No. What?
Okay, you
no,
can't curse
eight.
That
That's
early.
The family hour. Yes.
That's family hour. Okay.
Yeah, family hour.
So get it out now.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, 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 fuck.
Uh-huh.
Now, of fuck course, Tourette's guy, feet. He's allowed to curse because...
of course. And my
Tourette's, man, that's... Yeah. Oh, well, that's... That guy also has Tourette's, as it turns out. So if you have an excuse from your doctor, you can say fuck.
Okay.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Absolutely. You get that right.
Give me all your fucking sliced cheese.
Not a finger!
Absolutely not.
They're getting the fucks in the lounge. You're getting that out of the way.
What?
Good. They're getting the fucks
out
of the way in the lounge. Derek's a big fan of Reggie White.
Is that
the
who that is?
Oh,
Reggie White. Yeah,
yeah,
the guy. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
He's
fuck
funny.
Shit stacked. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck shit stacked. That's a funny video.
Yeah.
He's being ironic. He's not serious.
Oh. He used to be in that horrible show. I think it's a show. Some Comedy Central show. It was really bad.
We sound like the Sunshine Boys. He used to be in that show. I forget the show.
Joe.
Was it the Belasco? No, it wasn't the Belasco. It was the Marasco.
Hey, guess who died? What were her
who
names?
Died?
No.
Who?
Who?
Oh, yeah.
The Sunshine Boys. Yeah.
No. Fritz Weaver. No, not Fritz Weaver. Charlie Weaver. No, not Charlie Weaver. Charlie McCarthy. No, not Charlie.
Cliff Arquette. No.
Cliff Arquette. That's
that was
Secret Square.
Thing.
Actually, tonight I was the Secret Square. Nobody picked me, so we'll do that prize Monday. Put that back in the jackpot for Monday.
Have you seen the Peter Falk and Woody Allen version of the Sunshine Boys yet?
No.
Not, of course, it's not as good. You'll probably hate it.
I know. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I'll be mad at both. I love them both, and I'll be mad at them. Why'd you do this? It's an infamy. It's blasphemy. And turn. You can't beat Walter Matthau.
No,
do not remake
no.
anything that Walter Matthau did first. It's dumb.
Yes. I'm with you on that.
All right? It don't make no sense.
Uh-huh.
Nobody can beat Walter Matthau.
Oh. I came up with that pretty quick. That was a big budget movie that I don't even recall
Dude.
Coming out.
Millions of bucks they spent on that piece of crap. Nobody cared. Nobody
don't
cared.
Do it. And don't remake Peckinpah movies, you bastards.
Yeah. But Walter Matthau, come on.
Oh, yeah.
He's my guy.
Enter!
All right, finally on to the Honey Browns. Had to go to the emergency beers.
Honey Browns.
Oh, Maggie C, man. Maggie C. discovered there's this place around the corner I never went to because it always looked kind of shabby, you know, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I know why she went to it, because it's in walking distance, and you just go around the corner pretty much, and there you are. That place is cool. I like them people. I like the place.
Well, what is it, a convenience store? Or?
Yeah, like a convenience store, and they're like some kind of foreign nationals or whatever, and, you know, they're just trying to eke out a living. And they got the cheapest beer in town and whatever else you might need. And they sell sandwiches and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like them.
They could be tired.
Honey Brown, 99 cents. 24 ounces over there at the whatever that mart is. Sunshine. Sunshine Mart. Yeah, that's cool, man. I like that. I always joke with him. He's very appreciative of somebody being friendly in his store, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they like that. They start calling it my friend. Hello, my friend.
Waiting for it, man, because I gave him to my friend a couple times.
Yeah,
and he smiled and said, yes, good night. Have a good night. Good guy. He's like a nice fella. Babu, I think is his name.
You'll be on his Christmas card list.
The Babu.
Water.
Honey Brown.
Come to Georgia.
Babu.
Very, very sad man.
Babu,
sad
maybe
man.
you should put the beer closer to the door so I don't have to walk so far to the back of the store to get the 99 cent Honey Brown. Babu?
Babu.
Babu? Maybe you should start selling Pakistani beer instead. An idea.
Oh,
good night, everybody. Thanks for coming to the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Energies and into.
Single didn't know possums were carnivorous.
Cocksucker made it on the air or not, but that's a 1 second bite.
Cocksucker!
Man, I really thought that Barney Miller was going to get me through to the end. Sure. That's going to. Oh, geez. Good stuff.
Oh, just sent a picture of sliced cheese to Grenache. That's pretty quick. Thank you, Oak.
I'm glad everybody had fun. I didn't think that story would be as funny as it was, but boy, that went over like a.
Well, you forgot the sliced cheese part.
That was the headline of the article. All we did was ask for sliced cheese. These two guys, I mean, they couldn't look more non-threatening, too. I mean, the one guy did have his ball cap on backward, but, I mean, beyond that, there was no street-looking thing on these guys, you know. Starter jacket, or not even a starter, what do you call them, members-only jacket, the one guy on it looked like.
Oh, great.
Hey, quit. Settle down, Ted. We're almost done. We'll go in and cuddle, lovey. Don't fuck up my shows, or I won't get your anal glands milked again. So you who's boss. Man, I'm totally out of material. Totally out of gas.
We were running dry there. I was looking around trying to think of something to talk about. There's nothing here.
I didn't want to talk about jack off or anybody like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
Any of the politics and crap.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't want to do it. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to see his fucking face. I don't want to hear his name. You know?
I hear you.
And I mean, if it was what's her head that won, I'd feel the same goddamn way.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing.
I mean, what's making me even more sick of it is the people that are whining about her losing. I mean, you know, I couldn't be more with you, man.
Yep. even if they can turn us around, we're going to have the Trump people complaining and rallying and everything. You know, either way, we lose.
There's no way they're going to do that. I mean, give it up. Go ahead. I mean, I think it's a good idea to do the recounts just for the record, because there is massive fraud.
A lesson to learn.
Yeah, there's massive fraud in the system on both sides. So, you know, recount's a good idea, but they're not going to, the Electoral College is going to put you know who in the you know what. And you're going to have to deal with it, Dad. However fucked up you may think it will be. And you are probably right. Hey, man. That's life in a big city, man. It's grown up world.
Yep.
Face up to shit, man. You know, I'm sorry.
Bend over and take it.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, I must say, but, man, you need to get it, folks. It's shit is... Oh,
I
know the
fact that these people think they can change things. You can't change anything. We're fucked.
You know, I did the runaround Sue there.
Uh-huh.
You know what else I got on there? I got a version of Runaway. Huh.
Oh. That was one of my favorite TV shows, man. Crime Story? I love Crime Story.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the theme to that.
I love that show.
They had another good one on Wise Guy. They were showing on Decades, I think.
I never
seen one of those cop nights.
Yeah.
That's pretty. They have Kevin Spacey's in that. Pretty good show.
I should have checked it out.
Oh, yeah, we got to do Tommy before we leave, man.
It's because of that TV show that Marty renamed the movie Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because that Wise Guy was the book, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think I knew that.
It's a lot different. So, you read these mafia books, they tell you how stupid these mafia people are. Marty glorifies it. It makes it like they're, you know. But in the book, they tell you these people are fucking stupid.
They're morons. And the same thing is true about our elected officials in Washington. I'm not kidding.
Exactly.
They vote. They're like, oh, geez. If we give this single mother food stamps, I won't be able to get my rationalize my own pay raise, which they vote for every time. Do they ever deny themselves a pay raise? No. That's never voted down.
No.
Never.
Nope.
But they want to take our Social Security and our fucking...
Yeah.
Hell in a
hell. What was it? A few years ago when we the government gave the banks all that money to get themselves out of the bankruptcy?
Joke. You know, in Iceland...
That Christmas, they gave each other $200,000 Christmas bonuses.
Yep. In Iceland, they threw those guys in jail, dude.
Yep. And over here, it's nothing. Yep.
Over there, we pay them. Give them a bonus. Oh, yeah. Well, just for the record... Go ahead.
Yep. No, it's just not that, because, you know, these are the people that own America.
So you got that right, Jacques. Now, for the record, I did lose a Dino song last week, okay?
Yes, it was the title. It was the title song.
The title theme song.
Yeah.
And I'm going to present that as our
good
night noise song here. So
yeah, all right.
Sit back, relax. Because it's Dino time. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And enter. I got to see that this week.
Yeah, I'm going
to.
All right,
dude. Another good one. Thank you for all the help.
See you later, man.
Bye.
Night, sweet house.
Good night, all you sweeties. Ladies' night.
Yes. Big house.
I walk all alone, and I wonder as I wander by the river where my love has flown. All the birds in the cottonwoods above her know I love her, know I care. But my dreams, like the songs she sang in Spanish, seem to vanish in the air. I wonder where, so I wonder as I wander, will love come along? Must I live ever harder by the memory of a song, while the river Rio Bravo flows along.
Rio Bravo, Rio Bravo,
while the river
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.